It's the Boys in the Morning podcast with Jeremy, Steve, and Josh.
It's time for a little PMI. So what we do every morning is we send you on your way with a positive story, a minus story, and then something that we found interesting. It's PMI.
Yay.
See how that works? Yay! Stories in your face. I have the positive. Before I get to that, I do want to tell you, Katie, that I'm kind of annoyed because the kids... Fall break starts today.
I know. And it's been going for all week for a lot of parents. Like Mondays when a lot of kids started fall break.
I still just don't get the concept of fall break because it's like you're taking a break before you have winter break.
Yeah.
So you have a break to prepare for a break in another month or so.
Let's not forget Thanksgiving's in there too.
Yes! Thank you very much. So I've got to find things for them to do the rest of the week. We did have school conferences last night as well. And I will tell you that we had a book fair at the same time. So we were able to wander into the book fair, kind of wander around. Isn't that the best memory of
best.
Like elementary?
I hope it's the same for them. Like, I hope they get just as excited to go in and get bookmarks and books that cost $30 that your parents have to spend. You know what I mean? Like, they're ridiculously expensive, but so worth it.
I was searching, like, while we were in there, because the kids wanted a couple books, and I was looking up on Amazon, and like, yeah, they were cheaper, but Nick Nick's like, no, this goes to supporting the school,
exactly.
So you've got to do that. And they both have really good grades right now, so we're like, okay, we'll just treat you to something a little nicer.
That's good, though. You're encouraging those good grades with books.
Absolutely.
You're a great parent.
I know, right?
Good job.
Gold star for us. All right, Josh, he's back from getting all of our information. Thanks for doing that, buddy.
Yeah, of course. No
problem. We can dive into PMI now. I'll give you the positive. Who has the positive?
I think I have the positive.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Oh, I'm glad we stalled that.
Yeah, right, I was going to say, you guys needed to.
Yeah. All right, you do the P.
So I got the positive, and this is, it's kind of positive. You can take it positive or negative, I guess. But I found out today that 54% of your kids out there are listening to financial advice, parents' financial advice.
Oh.
So that's a lot more than I actually thought, because there's a lot of polls going around about how much children listen to any parental advice, and it's not a lot. There's not a lot of kids taking their parents' advice out there, but 54% are still willing to listen
to
about
finance stuff,
whether or not, how to stay out of debt, or if you are in debt, how to get out of debt, or how to use a credit card. So 54% of that, they're still taking their parents' advice.
That's good.
Do
yeah.
you think, are you giving, because it says right now, 70% of parents are giving their young children advice on how to use their money correctly.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you doing that with your,
absolutely.
With your kids?
Absolutely. We started them at a wicked young age, you know, the importance of saving, and we have the savings account for them, and then they have an envelope at the house where they get to keep the cold hard cash money that they can tuck away for something that they want. And then the other stuff is in the savings that they can't touch until it's time to get a car or something like that.
So I have some minus news for you, though, Jer. What? With that, 21% of young children will end up taking their parental financial advice after that. So you can start
young. You got to stay after them.
Yeah.
You can start really young. And they said about 21% of the children will keep that financial advice going.
The thing with holidays and stuff, my kids know that if they get a check from a relative, the check's going right in the bank. They'll never see the money.
Yeah.
And if they get cash generally goes in the envelope. So what I've started doing with any relatives that want to hand out birthday money, Christmas money, I'm like, cash form, please. Or check that. Check form, please.
Yeah.
Give it to us in check so it goes right into the savings and they can't mess with it. And they hate it. They absolutely hate it.
Stupid check.
Reed will get on his phone and call my mom, you know, when he knows his birthday's coming up. And he's like, can you make sure you just give me cash in my card?
That's
so a lot
so
of times my mom will do like half and half. She'll do like half check and then half cash.
Oh.
So they have something to go spend and have
money,
fun.
Yeah.
Yes,
and I'll tell you what, he just saved up like $150 and he bought himself a 3D printer with his cash.
Heck yeah, man.
And it's a really cool thing, too.
Yeah.
I'm like, this was worth it.
Yeah.
It's really, really neat. So, yeah. So that's good advice. I almost called you Tom.
That's
good advice, Josh.
That's
really
okay.
Good. I have the M. I have the minus. Oh, yeah. And morning radio people can relate. Two nights of bad sleep can make you feel 4 years older than you actually are. Researchers found that just two nights of disrupted sleep can make you feel that much older. The opposite thing, though, on this is, on the other hand, those who were able to sleep for 9 hours reported feeling an average of 3 months younger than their actual age. I don't sleep very good anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, 4 years older is nothing. I feel about 14 years older sometimes.
That's what we have to look forward to?
I will tell you guys that I don't know what happened, but I slept really good last night, and the opposite effect. Like, I slept, like, too hard last night. Have you ever had that feeling?
You're groggy when you wake up.
I was, like, dizzy and groggy. I was like, I slept too good last night.
You went too hard.
I got to find that happy medium. Yeah. That Goldilocks zone.
Well, 9 days ago, I was sleeping 9 hours a day. Life changed. I already feel like 2 years older. It's only been 9 days.
Yeah. You look at yourself in the mirror like, what am I doing to my body?
Where did those wrinkles come from? I said that this morning. I was like, where did that come from?
You got some new forehead lines. What's going on?
Yes, I do.
Whoa,
thanks, Josh.
Easy, Josh.
I was saying me.
Wow, that was directed right at you. Like, he looked at you when he said that.
He looked right at my lines.
I have new forehead lines.
Not what I heard.
Replay the tape.
Not what I heard. Katie, you have the eye. Interesting.
I do. This one's really neat, and it's local, because if you are downtown Denver, you've probably seen the new hotel, the Aspen Tree Hotel that's downtown. And the people who made it, they said, we started with a question. What would it look like to bring nature back into our cities? And if you've seen this, it's right around the, I guess it's the river front property there downtown.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Civic Center Park kind of area there. So if you look, they constructed this to look like an aspen tree. So the windows look like leaves. And all the pictures on the hotel, it is so cool. It costs about $194 a night to stay there. It's pretty booked up.
Yeah.
They just finished it this week, and it's booked for the next couple months. But I was looking at nights in January. So you can get on it if you want to book one of the hotel's rooms here. But it's just really, really neat. And then also the cracked open tower in the River North Art District downtown. So that's the one. This is the apartment building.
This
is
the other one, the cracked ones with trees and stuff in
there. So it's like a cracked open canyon that's running through the apartment building. And they've been in the process of making this one for a couple years, but that is also open and they're going to have retail shops there as well. But just some really neat structures downtown. Yeah. If you're in that area the next couple weeks, make sure you make a point to go.
I saw some pictures
of
them. They're really cool looking buildings.
Yeah.
Like, get in the mind of that architect designing those things. They're really, really cool. So how do we get into the Aspen one? I want to go fart around in there.
Yeah,
I want to go look
around.
Who do we know?
We need to find somebody knows about
this. Who do we know?
Did you guys ever see the old YouTube short, The Nature Walks? And this guy would walk around and point out things. He'd be like, that's an aspen tree. You can tell that's an aspen because of the way it is.
That's what I think of right away.
Because you can tell it's an aspen tree because of the way it is.
Yeah. Okay, all right. That's good. I'm going to look that up. Not.
So hey, thousands of people my age just burst out laughing. The video is highly hilarious.